Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Corn and soybeans closed higher today, while wheat closed lower. Corn futures were up about 4 cents in the December contract at 436.5 and rallied into the close about 1 to 2 cents in the last minute. Soybeans, on the other hand, although they were 5 cents higher, sold off in the last minute, sold off about 4 cents or so in the last couple of minutes of trading today. And then wheat futures were strong into the close, but still closed lower on the day. We were down about a penny and a half. A penny to penny and a half in the wheat in Kansas City and Chicago. Now, there's a little bit of rainfall moving across the southern plains, but it appears that most of it missed the really big wheat growing areas, as in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle and then western Kansas. But central and eastern Oklahoma, which doesn't have as much wheat, got a lot of rain. So overall, it'll be a net positive, but a little bit disappointing for the wheat growing areas where they're trying to get that wheat up and growing. Corn and beans, both a little bit higher. Corn's trying to cure an oversold condition, so that's just routed a little bit. It made new lows early in the day, down at 432 in December, but it closed about 436.5. And soybeans, on the other hand, just seem to be following the government shutdown and what's going on in the financial futures. As those rallies, the beans seem to be rallying. As that sells off, the beans tend to sell off.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
There's not going to be any big government reports this week due to the government shutdown and the USDA furloughs, so we won't have a crop progress and condition report this afternoon. We didn't have the exports this morning. We won't have the one Thursday, and we didn't have the one Friday. So a lot of the talking points that the grain market would normally focus on did not happen and won't happen due to that. So we're kind of at a loss for what's driving these grains prices in different directions. And we also have to assume that with the soybeans rallying early in the day, that there's a possible purchase on behalf of somebody. Most likely it would be an Asian country, just because that's typically who would buy the soybeans and drive things up. But we have no confirmation on any of those purchases. There's a little bit of rainfall forecast through the Midwest, which could slow down harvest a touch and push those prices a little bit higher. But, harvest is moving along nicely. We don't have any official numbers to talk about in terms of how much is complete. But overall, things seem to be going quite nicely. And then on wheat futures, up just a little bit. This rainfall didn't really affect much of the wheat. It actually missed most of the wheat growing region. But there's still some more in the forecast. And then we have really tight supplies here and high prices, Russia, China, and then some in South America is really keeping prices positive.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, October live cattle were up 65 at 129.45. October feeders down a dime at 167.37. October lean hogs unchanged at 90.75. Kansas City December wheat up 1.25 at 761.5. Chicago December corn up 3.75 at 437 even. And November soybeans up 6.25 cents at 12.73 even. December cotton up 24 points at 83.61 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.